Are you ready for some great gift ideas under $10? Well, stay tuned. We're going to chat about that now.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Felice Gerwitz here with another episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 244, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Look for great gift ideas under $10. Well, can you really make great gifts under $10? Yes, you can. And what if you're not crafty? Don't worry. I've got some great ideas for you that don't require a whole lot of craft talent. Some of these gifts do take some talent, and what better time than now to learn? I remember my sister-in-law saying years ago that she wanted to learn to sew, and my mother was an amazing seamstress. She could look at a dress in a store and go home, create a pattern, and sew it out of nothing. You know, it was amazing. So I decided that I was not good enough to sew, so I liked arts and crafts and painting. Which my mother, you know, was always very, very complimentary. She was my biggest fan for everything I did. And so I remember my sister-in-law saying, you know, I'm going to learn to sew, and, you know, getting a book at the library and actually teaching herself to sew. And she got really, really good at it. So just because you can't do anything doesn't mean you can't learn. I'm teaching my grandkids to paint, and they've gotten very, very proficient. So with their permission, I may actually post some pictures of the art projects that they did. But so we're going to talk about that. I also want to give a shout out to our sponsor, and that is Kiwi Crate. Go Kiwi. They are products I've actually used for years, and was really excited to have them as our Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network sponsor, as well as our Vintage Homeschool Mom sponsor. You can find a great promotion that they are giving away, and that is they're giving you a free crate. All you pay is like a $4.95 shipping and handling. You can go to kiwico.com/homeschool, and that's kiwico.com/homeschool for information about that. And again, it will be on our show notes, and you can check that out. All right, so I have broken this up into several categories, and I want to get started now. It's so funny. My daughter was saying how I get excited about doing these kinds of shows, and I really do. Okay, so the first category is arts and crafts, and how did you know that I would make that first, right? So you can do all different kinds of things. So you can find prints that you can frame. I remember being in a bookstore one time and finding this gorgeous print that I loved, and I framed it, and I think I paid $5 for the print and $3 for the frame on sale, and I have it hanging in my bedroom. I really love it. So you can do that and make it look great. You can paint a picture. That always works as well. You can hand paint t-shirts with a design or an initial. You can also, under arts and crafts, create a silk flower arrangement. I got really good at this years ago just because I went to price them and got sticker shock. So I started looking around at some of the stores that we had, and would purchase like one or two flowers that were expensive, and wait, you know, to get the filler kinds of flowers. Really, it was like one or three because it should be an odd number. And so that worked out really, really well for me. And so I could make really great arrangements. I've made them for my daughter. I've given them as gifts for my my mom and my mother-in-law, and aunts. So that was, you know, really, really great. The other is jewelry. So grandkids are great at making these kinds of things, and my kids always made them when I was little, and that was necklaces and bracelets. So one of the things that I would do is look for the really pretty beads that I would actually wear. My daughter would give me a really hard time when she was little, and she would make me a bracelet, and I would never wear it. In fact, she would go into my jewelry box, pull it out, and bring it for me to wear. My son one time bought me these huge owl dangling earrings because he loved owls. And so I wasn't that mom. My mother was that mom who would actually wear all the jewelry that that my kids made her all the time. She'd have her pearls on and her pretend necklaces. She was one of those awesome grandmothers. So you know, one of the things, I don't like jewelry to wear it anyway. I do wear it out and I come home and take it all off. I won't even wear a watch. That was, you know, difficult for me. But if you, you know, get the kids some cute beads, they will be all over that making bracelets and necklaces. All right. Remember, I promised something for you non-crafty people. You can compile treasured family recipes. And you can either handwrite them and insert them into a decorated card holder, or even you can decorate a recipe box, or purchase a blank recipe book. My daughter, one year, made me, went online and compiled our recipes, hers and mine, and a few others, and created a book that she had printed online. And like, we have gone through, they were spiral bound, and they get dirty, unfortunately. And so she bought, you know, quite a few. She gave them to her friend who helped her edit, to her friend's mother, to me, to all her aunts and uncles. And that was a wonderful gift that we loved. I can't tell you how much we love that. You can have your family you know, recipes compiled together, or you can just do like your favorite recipes that you share. Another is a photo album that you can use to put your recipes in, because then it has that, you can wipe it off, and then also you can pull out the card if you need to, or create both the front and back. You can use pictures of actual food, which is what my daughter did. You can, you know, handwrite little thoughts, and just, you know, that can be a keepsake. You can use laminated sheets to hold the recipe cards, you know, print them out on a computer, whatever you want to do there. Homemade foods make great gifts. This is what we give our pastors at church. They love, I make bread or cinnamon rolls, and they love those because they get a lot of cookies and things and homemade breads. So that's something, homemade pumpkin bread. I made a ton of it. I used real pumpkins, and I was having a meeting at a friend's house, so I brought her some pumpkin bread, and she's lost quite a bit of weight, and she just kind of looked at me and said, I cannot keep this here. And I said, okay, well then just where are you going? Because she is a musician and she practices every week with her group. And I said, just bring it, you know, with you. I've got, you know, five frozen pumpkin loaves in the freezer, and so just take it. So about an hour or two later, I get a text saying that everybody thought it was the best pumpkin bread, and that I told her that I had made it healthier. I said, it still has sugar in it, but I put, you know, I made it with some coconut oil and some other, you know, organic ingredients, organic pumpkin. And so they were just raving about that. So, you know, if you have a special recipe that you can make that, is really good, it's always a wonderful gift. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you more great gift ideas under $10. Have you ever been stuck on how to bring your lessons to life? I discovered KiwiCo monthly subscriptions of hands-on projects that make learning fun. Their core offering is projects that make learning about STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math accessible, and are designed to spark creativity, tinkering, and learning. Some recent favorites are the Slime Lab, Physics Carnival, and Paper Circuits. Kiwi Crate was founded by engineer and mom of three, Sandra Olin, and her deep desire to raise kids with the creative confidence needed to become the next generation of problem solvers and critical thinkers. I couldn't agree more with her mission, and I'm excited to offer you a chance to try them for free. To learn more about their projects for kids ages 2 to 16 and to redeem this exclusive offer, visit kiwico.com/homeschool. That's kiwico.com/homeschool to get your first month free today. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. Today we're talking about great gift ideas under $10 that you can give to others. This is episode 244, and you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Gift cards offer to babysit for a busy mom. That's what my daughter wants from her siblings this year. She wants offers to come babysit or to help with things around the house because, you know, you can only deal with so much junk in the house, right? And then it's hard to get the right size or these kinds of gifts are so much better. I loved it when my neck would hurt, you know, from stress. Until I realized I ended up having something out in my neck and I just never went to the chiropractor or anything. But I finally did one time because it was always the minute I was the least bit stressed, my neck would kill me. So I had my daughter give me 10 neck rubs and I could use those, you know, when I was really needed them. And she did. Or car washing. I love those kinds of gifts. Or dinner of your choice ticket. College kids love gift cards to restaurants. My daughter was telling me about a friend who had a really horrible day. And she said, well, I'm going to take you. And she named a popular restaurant. And her friend said, you're not taking me to dinner. And she said, yes, I am. I've got a gift card. And she said, not only did they do that, but they went to have ice cream afterwards. So, you know, it was something that, you know, her grandmother gave her before she left for school, and she was able to bless a friend with that. You know, different things you can do with your kids. Get out of dish day. You know, you can use that for a time when they, you know, they really want to use that. You know, can we get out of doing the dishes is something my kids always say. And so I would give them that as a gift. Bath and body types of things. So homemade soaps. We did that with the kids. We made homemade candles one year that were super fun. Bath salts, we've had great success with that, you know, just like an Epsom salt and, you know, really good essential oils like lavender. I love lavender. So whatever, are the essential oils that you like. And also, essential oil mix. We have these little roll-on, glass roll-ons that I buy, and I will make different essential oil mixes for, you know, for friends or family. And, you know, my daughter has those when she went away to college. In fact, she sent me a text as I was recording this episode and said, say a prayer, you know, my roomie's not feeling good and I don't want to get sick. And I said, you know, don't forget to use On Guard. We use the doTERRA. And I actually have a page, doTERRA.com/Felice Gerwitz, if you want to go take a look. But, you know, she goes, oh, yeah, I forgot. And she's got that roll-on that she can put on the bottom of her feet. And you can use coconut oil, you know, fractionated coconut oil to mix with the oil so they're not so strong. And, you know, at one point I really hated essential oils because they were so strong. And I learned that you can, you know, not use them full strength. And now I am a big user of them and really like them. So there you have it. There are some great ideas for saving money during the holidays. And I really want to thank all of you for listening today. and for making this show such a success. Please do go to iTunes and leave us a star rating there as well as a comment. That would be awesome. And share this with your friends. Take care. God bless. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.